SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. For President Trump, today's packed agenda includes a stop at the Kennedy Center, where he's planning some kind of announcement.
President Trump avoided the Kennedy Center honors during his first term, during in part in protests from artists. In a second term, he has made himself chairman and fired the board of trustees. On Tuesday, Mr. Trump teased a possible name change for the Center on Truth Social. He also promised to restore it to its former glory. It is unclear how this year's honors will be chosen, but the president has indicated he wants a more active role. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Germany's chancellor says European leaders and Ukrainian President Zelensky had a constructive discussion via video link with President Trump earlier today, 2 days ahead of Mr. Trump's planned meeting in Alaska with Russian President Putin. And some of the Europeans argue that Zelensky should be included in the Trump-Putin sit-down on Friday.
The president is agreeing to this meeting at the request of President Putin. And the goal of this meeting for the president is to walk away with a better understanding of how we can end this war.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt. A Tennessee tragedy in the Chattanooga suburb of East Ridge, where a mother, father, and a child were killed when a tree came crashing down on their car this morning. It happened during flooding rains, heavy rains prompting a flood warning for the area. Amazon planning to expand same-day delivery of groceries to Prime members placing an order of more than $25. Currently available in about 1,000 cities and towns, the number will grow to 2,300 by year's end. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are rallying, adding to yesterday's gains. The Dow is up 280 points. The Nasdaq ahead 37 points. This is SRN News. A court upholds a transgender ban in Oklahoma.
The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals says that the state's new law barring sex change operations on children is not unconstitutional and may be enforced. Legal analysts say the decision was almost certainly influenced by this year's Supreme Court ruling that cleared the way for a similar statute in Tennessee to go into effect. A growing number of states are taking up legislation that would prevent kids from undergoing irreversible surgeries to help them live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head again in New York City, home to America's largest Jewish population. A woman has been charged with making threats against the students who attend Leon Goldstein High School for the Sciences in Manhattan Beach. The woman's been arrested, charged with making a terroristic threat. Also charges of endangering the welfare of a child, aggravated harassment, and making a threat of mass harm. This is SRN News. Mexico has sent 26 high-ranking cartel figures to the United States.
They were put on planes Tuesday after the U.S. Justice Department agreed not to seek the death penalty against any of them or any cartel leaders and members sent to the U.S. in February. Included in the latest deal is Abigail Gonzalez Valencia, a leader of Los Queenies, a group aligned with the notorious Jalisco New Generation Cartel. Late last month, President Trump agreed to delay threatened 30% tariffs for another 90 days to allow for negotiations. Donna Water, Washington.
Texas Democratic lawmakers, they fled the state in protest of a Republican congressional redistricting plan, reportedly set to return home. Their absence denied the Texas House a quorum, halting legislative business. The fugitive lawmakers have been the subject of arrest warrants and expulsion threats. More details, SRNNews.com.